This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Mexico City, cheaper phone service threatens the livelihood of sidewalk scribes. First, though, social policy in this country and Medicaid, the health care program for poor people. It's among the biggest expenses for federal and state governments. To help control costs, the federal government requires that states adopt policies to try to recover nursing home costs from the estates of Medicaid patients who die. This is fiscally sound, politically yucky, even though a state's failure to do so could cost it federal dollars. Among the last states to comply, Michigan. But as Rick Pluta of Michigan Public Radio reports, things are changing there, too.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm says there's no reason why middle-class families that use Medicaid to pay for nursing home care shouldn't reimburse the state.
There is a concern, first of all, on the federal level, that we will jeopardize some funding, and secondly, that there has been perhaps by a few some gaming of the system. So it would be important for Michigan to come up to speed with other states.
Michigan is the last of the 50 states to initiate a policy to seek some reimbursement of its costs from the estates of people who use Medicaid to pay for nursing home care. The state risks losing crucial federal health funds if it doesn't. Medicaid represents about a quarter of Michigan's billion-dollar budget deficit, and the state is trying to scrape together every health care dollar it can. But the governor's position isn't exactly popular everywhere in her state.
Well, that governor regard, I expect most anything from her. She's sure trying to get money out of anything and everything, ain't she?
Eugene Benjamin's family has farmed in central Michigan since the 1870s.
Cattle and sheep for livestock, yeah, and we got milk cows.
At 82 years old, he still does a full day of chores, such as feeding livestock, cleaning stables, and birthing lambs and calves. But a year ago, he was no longer able to care for his wife, and so he placed her in a nursing home.
She had a stroke, and then she's got Parkinson's disease. She's had heart bypass, and had a breast removed. I don't know what all else.
His wife's nursing home care is paid for by Medicaid. Benjamin says it's not care he could afford to pay for without selling his farm. But he hopes one day to turn the farm over to his sons and grandson. He's very concerned about what might happen should Michigan aggressively pursue assets to recoup some of its Medicaid costs.
It's bankrupt us. All we've worked all our life for, and we'd lose everything.
But Sharon Park sees it differently. She's a human services advocate who says Medicaid is supposed to pay for the health care of society's most vulnerable people. She says it's unfair to taxpayers to let middle-class families skate from paying their health care bills while they hang on to their assets.
We're not talking about grandma's dishes here. We're talking about property, land, financial assets.
Parks says Michigan could create a plan that would recover nursing home costs without forcing people to give up treasured assets, such as a family farm or a small business. Thresholds can be set, she says, or the state can place liens on property so a family can't sell it or borrow against it without first paying back the state. It's a big issue, not just for Michigan, but for many other states. More than two-thirds of people in nursing homes have all or part of their bills picked up by Medicaid. And with that many people using Medicaid to pay for their long-term care, politicians fear the cost of aggressively going after assets, says Steve Moses with the Seattle-based Center for Long-Term Care Financing.
Politicians don't want to go to the public and say, you're responsible, you need to plan and save and insure for long-term care. They want to say, don't worry about it, we'll take care of you. And that, in essence, is what they have done by having extremely liberal eligibility rules and a lack of estate recovery or weak estate recoveries.
It's so politically sensitive that in Michigan, Governor Granholm can't find a legislator to act as a sponsor for an estate recovery plan. Even though officials say the money they hope to recover would help restore services that have already been decimated by budget cuts. Janet Olaszewski is the director of Michigan's Department of Community Health.
We are very committed to trying to preserve services for the individuals who we serve on our Medicaid program, but we can only spend as much money as we have.
Olaszewski says a state recovery could help pay for services to Michigan seniors, including one program that helps the elderly get the care they need without being placed in nursing homes. For Day Today, I'm Rick Pluta.